Today's daf is Shvuah's daf Tes, and we are about 8 lines from the bottom of daf Ches Amid Beis, the 2 dots. So the topic of the daf today is going to be what it was yesterday and the day before, and that is the sugya of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Again, in the Torah, it's Mavur, in many, many places, that if somebody's Tameh, he's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, he's also not allowed to eat kachem. Thus, Tumas Mikdash, someone that's Tomei can enter the Beis HaMikdash. The Kaddashav, someone that's Tomei is not allowed to eat kachem. The Torah says if somebody does it, B'mezid, their Azarois, Malkus, it's mentioned in the Mishnah of Elohim Aloikin, there's also a Chi of Karis. What if somebody does it, B'shoigeg? So there are actually several parashios in the Torah, as we saw, 4 classes that discuss what happens if someone's Nichshol the Tumas Mikdash, the Kaddashav, B'shoigeg. And the way the Mishnah set it up, in the beginning of the Masechta, was that if the person did it b'shoigeg, but he had yediyah b'tchila, and he had yediyah b'soif, the halacha is, he brings a korban oyle v'yoyrid. He's deemed like somebody that was over a chayvi krisos b'shoigeg, where the halacha is, he has to bring a korban chatos, stating that there's a kula. The kula is that ordinarily, a chatos is kavua. It is what it is. And if somebody can't afford it, he has to figure out a way to bring it anyways. Being that, for whatever reason, the Torah decided to be lenient, the Torah said, in this case, the chatos isn't kavua, but rather it's oyle v'yoyrid. And someone that can't afford to bring the standard chatos, he has an option to bring shnei torah v'shnei v'yoyna, or he could even bring a more inferior carbon, he could even bring soilas. So someone that had yediyah b'tchila, yediyah b'soif, he was over the mayor b'shoigik, he had to bring a carbon yachid, he brought a carbon oyle v'yoyrid, the oyle v'yoyrid was mechaper for that. We had a whole block gemara, it was shvuas, Daf Zion, where the Gemara tried determining how we even know that someone that's Nichshol and Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav B'Shoigeg has to be an Oyel V'Yoyrid. It's Psukim in the end of Parashas Vayikra, but the Psukim are very sosim. The Psukim just describes someone that's Tomei, V'Ashem, he did an Avera, V'Nelam, it says many times. So it happened B'Shoigeg, he brings an Oyel V'Yoyrid, but it's not even clear. So that was a whole block Gemara, where the Gemara discussed how it is we know the Makar. The next variable that was mentioned in the Mishnah, where somebody was Nichshol and Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav B'Shoigeg, there was Yediyah B'Tchila, there was no Yediyah B'Saif. Being that there was no Yediyah B'Saif, he's obviously not going to bring an Oyel V'Yoyrid. He doesn't know he did the Avera. If he doesn't know he did the Avera, he's obviously not going to bring a carbon. How does that person get kapara? So the Mishnah said as follows. When he finds out, he has to bring an oil of Yoyer. There's nothing to talk about. In the interim, however, until he finds out, there is an option for him to get not kapara, but for him to have something that will give him at least a reprieve from the Yisurim that he would potentially get because of the Avera that he did, and that was the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim. On Yom Kippur, in the Seuda Avodah, the Kohen Gadol would bring 3 Seirim. The 2 are the most well-known, Shnei Seirim, there was a Goyrol, Echad Hashem, Echad Azazel. The Sar HaNasa B'Fnim was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, B'Shoigig, where there's no Oyel V'Yoyrid, but also where there was Yediyah B'Tchil. So if there was Yediyah B'Tchil, no Yediyah B'Saif, for that you had the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim. Now how do you know that the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav? Again, it's not Mefurish in the Torah. There's a pasuk, an ambiguous pasuk that suggests that it was mechaper for some form of tumah. The pasuk says v'chiper al hakodesh mitumah yisvenei yisrael umipesheim l'chol katoisam, but it's very wordy and it's not clear exactly what that tumah is. We saw machlokes Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, and Abraisa that told us how it is we know that that's talking about tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. That was the topic of shvuas daf ches. Describing how it is we know where there was yediyah b'tchila, no yediyah b'soif, the sar nasa b'fnim was mechaper. Today's daf is going to go into the next 2 variables mentioned in the Mishnah. Number 1, if there was tumas mikdash v'kadoshav b'shoigeg, there was no yediyah b'tchila and yes yediyah b'soif, or if there was no yediyah b'tchila and there was no yediyah b'soif as well. So what did the Mishnah say? If there was tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, there was no yediyah b'tchila and there was yediyah b'soif. So the Mishnah said it was the 3rd sa'ir that was brought on Yom Kippur that was mechaper. Not the sar anasa b'fnim, that was mechaper for yediyah b'tchila, no yediyah b'soif. Not the sar mishtalech, that was mechaper for all other averas. But the 3rd sa'ir that was brought as part of the korban musaf that was brought on Yom Kippur. Now, korban musaf is a lashon yachid, but really they were musafin. There were many korbanos that were brought. One of them was a sa'ir, a goat, a female goat, and it was brought as a korban chatas. Chatas is always mechaper. So what was that chatas mechaper for? Again, mikdash v'kadoshav, where there was no yediyah b'tchila, and there was yediyah b'soif. What about if there was no Yediyah Betchila and no Yediyah Besayif? So there the Gemara brought already a Machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda said, if there was no Yediyah Betchila, no Yediyah Besayif, the Seirei HaRegolim and the Seirei Rosh Chodesh were Mechaper. So just like there was a Sa'ir that was Lechatas, that was part of the Musafin that were brought on Yom Kippur, so too on every Yontif and Rosh Chodesh, when the Musafin were brought, one of the Musafin was a Sa'ir, and it too was a Chatas. It too had to be Mechaper. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that those Seirim were also Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Which variable was a Mechaper for? The one variable that we hadn't been able to allocate towards yet, and that is where there was no Yediyah B'Tchila and there was no Yediyah B'Sayif. Reb Shimon had an in-between position. Reb Shimon said it's true the Seirei HaRegolim were Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, but there was no Yediyah B'Tchila and no Yediyah B'Sayif. The Seirei Rosh Chodesh were Mechaper for something else. What were they Mechaper for? Someone that is not Tamei, but he ate Kachem that was Tamei. That person got Kapara al Yedei the Seirei Rosh Chodesh. And then finally at the end, the Mishnah said there's a Shitas Reb Meir, where Reb Meir put the last two groups together. Reb Meir said that the Sa'ir that was part of the Musafin that was brought on Yom Kippur, and the Se'irim that were part of the Musafin that were brought on Regolim, on Yontif, and on Rosh Chodesh, they were all Mechaper for the same thing. They were all Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Which Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav? The last two groups. No Yediyah B'Tchila and yes Yediyah B'Sayif. No Yediyah B'Tchila and no Yediyah B'Sayif. And by the way, it was also Mechaper for someone that wasn't Tamei, that ate kachin that was Tommy. So either way, the first two classes of the Mishnah are very straightforward. Yediyah B'Tchila, Yediyah B'Sayif, that's the Yilbiyarit. Yediyah B'Tchila, no Yediyah B'Sayif, that's the Sarah Nasa B'Fnim. It's the last two, what the Sarah Nasa B'Chutz and the Sirei HaRegolim and the Sirei Rosh Chodesh were Mechaper for, meaning where there was no Yediyah B'Tchila and only Yediyah B'Sayif, or no Yediyah B'Tchila and no Yediyah B'Sayif, or this new concept, which is also related to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, where you have someone that's not Tommy that ate Kachem that was Tommy. What that was Mechaper for, that's a little bit more confusing, a little more complicated. Either way, we have another daf that's going to go into the Mekairis. It's a straightforward daf. If you halk up, once you have the background, it actually flows very neatly. Says the Gemara, Ein bo Yediyah B'Tchila v'yech b'Yediyah B'Sayif, Sarah Nasa B'Chutz v'yeh Maki Purim Mechaper. Now the Mishnah said, how do we know that the Sar Hanasa B'Chutz was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav? So the Mishnah already addressed it. Usually a Mishnah doesn't bring a drasha. So the Mishnah already addressed. And the Mishnah said that if you look in the Pasuk, in Parashas Pinchas, which brings all the Musafin that were brought, all the Musafin, it says, Sir Izem Echol Lechatas, one of the Karbanas that were brought as part of the Musafin Yom Kippur was the Sayer. And it was brought milvad chatas akipurim va'olas atamidu minchasav v'neskei. In addition to the shnei seirim or the sara nasa b'fnim that was brought on Yom Kippur, you had this sair also milvad chatas akipurim. And the Mishnah made a hekesh. It sounds like this sair is somewhat related to the sara nasa b'fnim. So just like the sara nasa b'fnim was mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, this sair is also going to be mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And then the Mishnah took it a step further and said that just like the sara nasa b'fnim was mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, but only with it was Yediyah B'Tchila, so to the Sarah Nasa B'Chutz is giving him a Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav only for where there was Yediyah. What kind of Yediyah? Yediyah B'Sayif. So it's from Levad Chatas HaKippurim that we know that the Sarah Nasa B'Chutz is Mechaper for the same thing that the Sarah Nasa B'Fnim was Mechaper. Says the Gemara, Mechdi, Iskushi Iskish La'adadi. You're telling me that there's some sort of hekesh between the Sarah Nasa B'Fnim and the Sarah Nasa B'Chutz. V'Nechaper Pnimi Yadidei V'Adachitzoin. So why don't we say that both Seirim were really Mechaper for the same thing? Meaning it sounds like whatever the Sarah Nasa B'Chutz was Mechaper for, the Sarah Nasa B'Fnim was also Mechaper for. Bring the Sar Hanasa B'Chutz, and it's going to be a Kapara Muvad Chatas HaKippurim. In addition to the Kapara you already got from the Sar Hanasa B'Fnim, now you can get Kapara from the Sar Hanasa B'Chutz. But doesn't it sound like that whatever the Sar Hanasa B'Chutz is coming to be Mechaper for, the Sar Hanasa B'Fnim was already Mechaper? That's the real punchline of Muvad Chatas HaKippurim. Now you're going to ask me, why do I need two karbanas to be brought for the same thing? What happens if the Sarah Nasa B'Chutz, for whatever reason, was never brought? Rashi says they didn't have enough goats to bring all these Seirim. Okay, so you won't have the Sarah Nasa B'Chutz. You'll get kapara from the Sarah Nasa B'Fnim. So maybe the Sarah Nasa B'Fnim was mechaper for Yediyah B'Tchila and no Yediyah B'Sayif, or for no Yediyah B'Tchila And yes, the idea of a slave. Amar Kro, says the Gemara, in order to know the answer to this question, you have to be familiar with another pasuk, Shmois Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud, which is tucked away, and it's talking about the Avodah on Yom Kippur. The Iker Psukim that deal with the Avodah on Yom Kippur is in Parashas Zachrimois. You have the Musafin in Parashas Pinchas, that's where you have all the Musafin. But there's another pasuk. It's Shmois Lamed Pasuk Yud, V'chiper Aharon Al Karnois of Achas Bashana, Midam Chatas HaKippurim, Achas Bashana, Yichaper Olav L'Doy Reseichem, Kodesh Kodashim L'Hashem. So the pasuk is describing Karbonos that were brought in Yom Kippur, and twice it mentions Achas Bashana. So we're talking about the kapara that's going to come about through the Avodah. And the Torah two times emphasizes this idea of Achas Bashana. Says the Gemara, what's this emphasis? On makro Achas, kapara Achas Mechaper, the Enei Mechaper, Shnei Kapara. So you see from here that each Sawyer, each Dover, Habal the Kapara, can only be Mechaper for one thing. So the Sara Nasa Bifnin can only be Mechaper for one thing. What's it going to be Mechaper for? Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav. Yediya betchila, I know yediya b'sayf, but it can't also be mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadosh of no yediya betchila. Yes, yediya b'sayf. You know, you would think that it's one thing. It's all tumas mikdash v'kadosh of, but you know, learning these sugyas, you see that each variable is very much an entity for itself. So it could only be mechaper for achas. What does achas mean? Not just one avera of tumas mikdash v'kadosh, but one variable, one sifkaton in the laws of tumas mikdash v'kadosh, and that is yediya betchila, no yediya b'sayf. Says the Gemara. Okay, so maybe in the reverse, let's take the same drasha milvad, which seems to suggest that there's some hekdesh, there's some similarity between the sara nasa b'fnim and the sara nasa b'chutz, and let's say that the sara nasa b'chutz was mechaper for what the sara nasa b'fnim was mechaper for as well. So it's true, it'll be mechaper for no yediyah b'tchila, yes, yediyah b'saif, and maybe it should also be mechaper for yediyah b'tchila and no yediyah b'saif. And nafkemina l'tuma di'ira b'en zelazet. And nafkemina would be, meaning, if you already brought the sara nasa b'fnim, why do you need the sara nasa b'chutz? An hour later, whatever, a short while later, to be mechaper for that. The answer is, what if there was tumah in between? It says the word achas in the pasuk twice. Achas pashana, kapara zu loitehe, ela achas pashana. That there's only one way to get kapara for what it is that the sara nasa b'fnir was mechaper, which suggests that there's nothing else that can give you that kapara. The sara nasa b'chutz can't give you kapara for the sara nasa b'fnir was mechaper. So two diukim, both from the word achas, the two times that it says achas in the pasuk, related to the sara nasa b'fnir. Number one, the sara nasa b'fnir, the sara echel Hashem, was only mechaper for achas. It was only mechaper one thing. And number two, what it was mechaper for, it's the only thing that was mechaper for. Nothing else could be mechaper. It's two different punchlines. It's mechaper for one thing, and for what it's mechaper, it's the only thing that's mechaper. Nothing else could be mechaper. That's how we know the Sara Nasa B'fnim was mechaper for. It was mechaper for Yediyah B'tchila, no Yediyah B'saif. And the Sara Nasa B'chutz was mechaper for. It was mechaper for no Yediyah B'tchila, yes Yediyah B'saif. Rabbi Shmuel says the Gemara Dot Me'im Bo Yediyah B'tchila V'yesh Yediyah B'saif. Bar Karpin, who's until now, it's one thing has been clear. That the only time the oil of Yorid was brought, the only time a person could get kapara through his carbon yachid was if there was yediyah betchila and there was yediyah besayf. When does it get complicated? When you didn't have yediyah betchila, yediyah besayf. Yediyah betchila, yediyah besayf. That's pasha. That's when you bring an oil of Yorid. Says the Gemara, there's a mandamer that argues, and Tosfos is not exactly sure if you look in the Rishonim where this man the Amar came from, because it's not Mefurish anywhere. But says the Gemara, or the Rabbi Yishmael, who apparently there was some sort of Messiah that Chazal had, that holds. In bo yediyah betchila, v'yesh bo yediyah besayif, bar carbon, or that if there's no yediyah betchila, yediyah besayif, you bring a carbon. Sar ha-nasa b'chutz ha-mai mechaper. So what's the sar ha-nasa b'chutz going to be mechaper for? Meaning in our Mishnah, no yediyah betchila, yes yediyah besayif, that's the sar ha-nasa b'chutz. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, you bring an eil of a yared. If you bring an eil of a yared, then what are you going to do? Now, by the way, why does Rabbi Yishmael only hold with his no yediyah betchila and yes yediyah besayif, you bring an eil of a yared? Why doesn't he also hold it with his yediyah betchila and no yediyah besayif? Or no yediyah betchila, no yediyah besayif? It's very poshut. Because if you have no yediyah, how are you going to bring the oil of a yared? I mean, Rabbi Shmuel holds that any time you know that you and Nichshol and Tumas Mikdash v'Kadosh of the Shoygin, you bring an oil of a yared. But there has to be yediyah besayif. Because otherwise you don't know. So if you don't know, how are you going to bring the carbon? So two out of the four variables have yediyah besayif. In those two cases, Rabbi Shmuel says, you bring an oil of a yared. If there was yediyah betchila, yediyah besayif, you bring an oil of a yared. And also if there was no yediyah betchila, Rabbi Shmuel's not so concerned about yediyah betchila. As long as you know about it, bring the oil of a yared. It's no different than any other carbon chatas. You don't need yediyah betchila. There's no reason not to bring it. You're right. In the two cases where there was no yediyah, so over there, Rabbi Shmuel is going to have to agree. We're going to have to roll our sleeves up and come up with some form of kapara. But as it relates to yediyah b'soif, even if there was no yudi b'tchila, you always bring the oil of a yarit. In our Mishnah, we attributed the sara nasa b'chutz for that. So fake the Gemara now, what is the sara nasa b'chutz coming to be mechaper for, according to Rabbi Yishmael, zok the Gemara, hayis irei regolim, this zok the Gemara, it's coming to be mechaper where there was no yudi b'tchila and no yudi b'soif. Aye, for that, is that's the fourth category in the Mishnah. Hayis irei regolim, asir roshi chadash mechaperim, sabal krab meir, the omar kolas irin kaparos and shava al tumas, Mikdash v'kadoshav. He holds like Rav Meir, who held in the Mishnah that ein ba yediyah betchila v'yesh ba yediyah besayif, ein ba yediyah betchila v'ein ba yediyah besayif are all lumped together, meaning the same sa'ir hanasa b'chutz and the sirei harugolim and the sirei rosh chodesh are going to be mechaper. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you can take out one of those variables. The sara nas, the yesh ein ba yediyah betchila and yesh ba yediyah besayif. But that you have the oil that you don't need that for, but forever. No yediyah betchila, no yediyah besayif, that the sar hanasa b'chutz, just like the sirei regolim and the sirei reshchaydish, are going to be mechaper. It says the Gemara, elo lemay hilchasa iskish chitza in lepnimi. According to Rabbi Yishmael, the sar hanasa b'chutz was only mechaper for no yediyah betchila and no yediyah besayif. But let's say there was no yediyah betchila and there was yediyah besayif, the sar hanasa b'chutz wasn't mechaper. This person has to bring a karban yachid. He has to bring an oil of a yod. It's a fake to Gemara. What are we going to do with the drasha that said, milvat chatas ha-kippurim? The Mishnah had brought a drasha that when the Pasuk mentions the sir izim echad that was brought for a carbon chatas on Yom Kippur, it says it was brought milvat chatas ha-kippurim, to tell me that there's some similarity between the sar ha-nasabachim and the sar ha-nasabachotz. What was the similarity? They're both mechaper for mikdash v'kadashav, but also they're both mechaper where there was yediyah. The sar ha-nasabachim is mechaper where there was yediyah betchila. The sar ha-nasabachotz is mechaper when there's yediyah besayif. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, if there's yediyah besayif, you don't get kapara through the sara nasa b'chutz. For that, you need to bring an oil of a yarid. So what is this hechkish teaching me? What is the pasuk that says movat chatas ha-kippurim going to teach me? It's up to Gemara, very simple. It's coming to teach me the fact that it was mechaper for Thomas mikdash v'kadoshav. Ma pnimi ene mechaper b'shar averis, only for mikdash v'kadoshav. Avchitza ene mechaper b'shar averis, only for mikdash v'kadoshav. According to the Tana, the Mishnah, where there's no yediyah betchila, there is yediyah besayif, you don't get kapara from the oil of yared, you get kapara from the sara nasa b'chutz. So then the hekesh between the sara nasa b'chutz and the sara nasa b'chutz, it goes further. Number one, they're both mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, and number two, they're both mechaper with his atzad yediyah. One is mechaper with his yediyah betchila, the other one's mechaper with his yediyah besayif. But it's all part of the hekesh. Tumas mikdash v'kadoshav with yediyah, as opposed to what? No yediyah betchila, no yediyah besayif, that's the sirei regalim, the sirei reshchaydish. According to Rabbi Yishmael, where there's a tzad yediyah, and the yediyah is besayif, you're going to bring an oil of a yor. It's obviously the sar nasa b'chutz is not being mechaper for that. Okay, so then according to him, the drasha, this hekesh, amavad chatas ha-kippurim, can't be taken all the way to the end. You only use it to the extent that it teaches us that the sira nasa b'chutz was mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, but not to teach me that sad yediyah. Mishnah continued and gave us the fourth class. Hashem bo yediyah b'tchila b'soif, siri regolim, siri rosh chidosh mechaperim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda's. Rabbi Yehuda's shita was that the siri regolim and the siri rosh chidosh, they were all mechaper for the same thing. They were all mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, where there was no yediyah b'tchila and there was no yediyah b'soif. Om Rabbi Mashmo, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda know this? Om Akra, the pasuk says, usir izim echad L'chatos Lashem. Rabbi Yehuda made a deal. If you look in the Pesukim and Parshas Pinchas that describe all the Musafim, so the Pasuk says that as part of the Karban Musaf, there was always a Sa'ir Izim that was brought L'chatos. And every single Musaf, right? Anytime the Baal Keira reads from the Musafim on Shchaydish or on Yontif, he always started the Parshas Pinchas. All the Musafin are Parshas Pinchas. And every Musaf had a series in, and the Pasuk says the same thing. Series of Mechad Chatas, series of Mechad Chatas. There's a diuk that you have in the Parsha of the series that was brought as part of the Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. The Pasuk says, series of Mechad Lechatas Lashem. It's the only place it says the word Lashem. So Yehuda was Medayik. Why does it say, series of Mechad Lechatas Lashem? Says the Gemara, you see from here that the Sar that was born on Rosh Chodesh is coming to be Mechaper for a Chet She'in Makro by El Hashem. That the only person that knows about it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we learn from here that it's that the Sarah is Mechaper. Must be, we're talking about an Avera B'Shoigeg. We're talking about an Avera B'Shoigeg where there's no Yediyah b'tchila, no yediyah b'soif, because if there was yediyah, then somebody else knows about it besides for Hashem. That's how I know that no one else knows. Says the Gemara, if anybody look at the Rish Lakish, really using the word Hashem to tell me no yediyah b'tchila, no yediyah b'soif, I need it for the Rish Lakish. Amar Rish Lakish, man, ishtan esir shol Rish Chodesh, and never by Hashem. Why by the Tsar that was born on Rish Chodesh to say Hashem? Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, seir zeh yehi kapora al shumiyat yisay reyach. I need this Tsar for myself. I need it for a kapora, for something that kaviyachol I myself did. Says Hashem, I was b'mayit yerech. We all know Rashi and Parashas Bereishis that the moon came to Hashem with a taina. How could you have two ksarim mishtamshin, but two malachim mishtamshin b'keser echad? It's not possible. Either I'm king or the sun is king. They were once the ma'iris hagadolim. Hashem said, I hear it's a good taina. You're not going to be king anymore. And then the sun became king and the moon didn't become king. Either way, Hashem says kaviyochel I need kapara al shemiyatiti esay yerech. And the seer ism that was brought on Rosh Chodesh is a seer ism echad l'chatas l'Hashem. It's coming to be mechaper for HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Kaviyachol. So we'll speak out some raid about this tomorrow. But for now, Frank the Gemara, how could you tell me that that's the makar, that it's coming to mechaper for a chet? Don't I need it as a kapara for Hashem himself? So the Gemara, I learned both things. My lashem, likidamar. If it was only coming for Ishlokish's drasha, then it would have said if Sir is an echad, lichatos al Hashem, on behalf of Hashem, because of something Hashem did. Lashem means that something that Hashem is aware of. Okay, again, how could you learn two things from it? Maybe it's only coming to teach me. Maybe it's only coming to teach me Rabbi Yehuda's halacha that the seer izim that was brought up as part of the musfei Rish Chodesh from Mechaper for Mikdash v'Kadosh, but there's no Yediyah b'Tchila, no Yediyah b'Soif. How do you know Rish Lakish is Joshua? Said the Gemara, and came name of Krachatos Hashem. Ma, Lashem, Shamed Minotarti. So in the diktok, so we're not such Bali diktok, but in the diktok of seer izim echad l'chatos Lashem, it could have said Al Hashem, it could have said Chatos Hashem. Lashem is the Giloy that there's two drushes that could be learned from here. One in Halacha and one in Drush. In Halacha, that it was the Musar Rish Chodesh, the Sirizim component of it was Mechaper from Mikdash V'Kadosh of where only Hashem knows about it. I mean, there's no Yidi in the world. And also Rish Lakish's Drush of Manish Tana Sir Zeh. Hashem says, "Seir ze ye kapara alai shemiyat yisayirech." It's interesting. Usually, the Gemara doesn't ask kashas between the pshat in a pasuk and the drush of a pasuk. We know that the Torah can be understood paradis pshat remez soy drush. Then you have ayin ponim la Torah. You have the idea of elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. But when you start the conversation, it's pshat remez soy drush. And usually, pshat has its mahalach, and remez has its mahalach, soy has its mahalach, and drush has its mahalach. So what's this kasha that, I mean, how could you use series of echol l'chatos l'Hashem to teach me halachon, the laws of Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav? Don't I need it? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sar Zeh Yei Kapar Alay Al Shemayat Yaseh Yerech. L'chayr, one is pshat, and the other one is drush, right? They're not really going in the same vein. If you look at Rashi and Chumash on this pasuk, or Sirizim, Rashi says, "Kol siire hamusafin ban lechaper al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav." Hakol kamoish mefurish b'mesech deshvus. Rashi quotes Erdaf, Daf Tes Amid Alef. V'nishtana siir reshchodesh shenemer by Lashem v'lametcha shemechaper al she'ein bo yedia loy betchidah loy besayf she'ein makir bechet ela kadosh baruch hu b'vad. The pasuk. This is drasha that we just learned. Ushara sirim lemeidim imenu, as we're going to see in a moment. Umedrasha b'agada. Then says Rashi, there's also a medrash, there's also a drush, there's also a agada. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Review kapara alai al shumiyat yisayirech. At first glance, what's the kasha? This is pshat, this is drush. Again, maybe we'll speak out some raid tomorrow. Not maybe, that's Shem. We'll speak out some raid tomorrow. Says the Gemara. Tarti shaminot avinachaper nami afilu b'shar averes. So the Gemara says all Rabbi Yehuda really darshan from Sir Izim echad lechatas Hashem is that we're talking about an avera, that we're talking about an avera that only Hashem knows about it. But how do you know we're talking about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh? Maybe it's some other avera that a person, maybe someone was b'chal Shabbos b'shoyi. He doesn't know. Nobody else knows. Only Hashem knows. Says the Gemara avinachaper nami afilu b'shar averes. Tanu v'Rabbi Shmuel hayu b'zeh ba b'zman kavua. B'zeh ba b'zman kavua. The Musa Rish Chodesh was ba b'zman kavua. I was born in Rish Chodesh. Just like the Sara Nasa B'chutz was ba b'zman kavua. It was brought on Yom Kippur. And ma'aseh in mechaper al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, just like the seer hanasa b'chutz, which was part of the carbon musaf on Yom Kippur, as it says, muvad chatas ha-kipurim. So we know that that was mechaper for what? For mikdash v'kadoshav. Ma'aseh in mechaper al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. So we know it has to be tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Why this hekesh, so to speak, or davar shahaya b'chlal, v'yatzam in ha-klal, ayim b'rishayim, which one of the yud gemo midah shah turn in the dreshes, but we're using. But the bottom line is that there is some midah that we know that the seireh Rosh Chodesh were mechaper for the same thing, same sug aveiro as the Sara Nas v'chutz. So we know it's Tumas Mikdash v'Kodeshav, and we know that it's a Dover She'ein Makriboy Ella Hashem. Must be there was no Yudia, period, no Yudia b'tchilo, we know Yudia b'tchilo. So the Gemara says, Ashkan, Seir Rosh Chodeshim, Seir Regalim, Inon. So we just found in the car that the Seir Rosh Chodeshim was mechaper for Mikdash v'Kodeshav, no Yudia b'tchilo, no Yudia b'tchilo. How about the Seir Regalim? The Chitim, you're going to tell me how Namik the Tanit Rabbi Shmuel. Let's learn it from the same place Rabbi Shmuel learned it. Bishmol just said that just like the Sira Nasa B'chutz was a Sa'ir that was Manoi Kavua, and the Sira Regalim are also Zmanoi Kavua, so let's say just like that was Mechaper from Mikdash B'chutz, it's also Mechaper from Mikdash B'chutz. I can ask you a kasha. What? You want to tell me I'm going to learn from a Shchaydish that we already learned from the Sira Nasa B'chutz that it's Mechaper from Mikdash B'chutz? I could say Shekein Tadir. Shchaydish comes off more often than Yontif. It's more Tadr than Yontif. So you can't learn it from there. And you want to learn it directly from the Sara Nasa B'chutz on Yom Kippur, Shekei Meruba Kaparasai. Yom Kippur, how could you learn from Yom Kippur? The Gemara says, how could you learn from Yom Kippur? Didn't we just learn the Seiri Rosh Chodesh from the Sara Nasa B'chutz Yom Kippur? We said it doesn't say anywhere Mefurish in the Pasuk of the Musa Rosh Chodesh that we're talking about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. It just says Lashem, but it doesn't say anything about Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Maybe it's talking about other Averis. Teretz says we learn Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur. So just like I could learn Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur, why can't I learn Yontif from Yom Kippur? Maybe you're telling me I can't learn Yontif from Rosh Chodesh because Rosh Chodesh is Tadir. Tadir V'Sheinei Tadir always has a Chshivas. Okay, but why can't I learn it directly from Yom Kippur? And you're going to give me some reason? You're going to tell me because Yom Kippur is the Chdiyem HaKudosh. Shekep Kaparos HaMeruba. I hear. But if that's the case, how are you able to learn Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, no. I can learn Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur. I can't learn Yontif from Yom Kippur. Why not? Hagamina Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur. Because by Rosh Chodesh, it says Mefurish that it's coming to be Mechaper for something that has no Yediyah B'tchila but no Yediyah B'saif. The question was, which Aveira? So over there, we say Gilur Milsa Ba'almahur. I just need to know which Aveira it is. It's interesting. That's the Gilur Milsa. What Aveiro is just a Gilui Milsa, and being that it's only a Gilui Milsa, I can learn it even from Yom Kippur, despite the fact that technically Yom Kippur is more Chamor, it's more Chashiv than a regular Yontif. Aval Hacha, but over here, Ikilimur, Kulei Milsa Legaminan. How do you know Bechlau what it's coming to be Mechaper for? So I have some information regarding Rosh Chodesh, because it said already a series of Mechel Echatos Lashem. So there already, where I have some information, I just have to complete the picture so I can learn from the Sar Hanasa B'chutz on Yom Kippur, the rest of the story. I can complete the picture through that hekesh, despite the fact that there is a pircho that I can learn anything from Yom Kippur. But as opposed to the Seir Regalim, where I don't have any information at all, over here it's different. Either way, says the Gemara, so how do I know that the Seir Regalim and Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav specifically, where there was no Yediyah B'tchila, no Yediyah B'saif, meaning the Seir Rosh Chodesh and the Seir Regalim, according to the first mandam of the Mishnah of Yehuda, were all Mechaper for the same thing. How do I know that? So the Gemara could amrab chamab rab chanina, Sa'ir u'svisa'ir, hacha Nami Sa'ir Visar. If you look again at Parshas Pinchas, you go through all the Musafim, so there's another Diak. So we had the Diak by the Musfei Rosh Chodesh. Usir is an Echel Echatas Lashem. If you look at all the other Musafim, the Pasuk says, when it comes to the Seir, Usir is an Echel Echatas. Over and over and over again. There's a Vav. Vav is always Moisef Alin Rishon. Vav is always a Mechaber. Usir. Usir is an Usir. Says the Gemara, Rav Chaim Rav Chinen was medayik. Why did the Torah add this vav to tell me that there's some connection, there's a shaychus between the sar that was born in Rosh Chodesh and the sire haragalim? How so? The iskish sire regalim, the sire rosh chodashim, ma sire rosh chodashim ain't a mechaper. Elash ain't by yediyah loy betchilah v'lo yisayif. Af sire regalim ain't a mechaper. Elash ain't by yediyah loy betchilah v'lo yisayif. The sire regalim am mechaper for the same thing the sire rosh chodesh were mechaper for. Tumas mikdash v'kadosha, specifically with there was no yediyah betchilah, there's no yediyah b'saif. You take a look at Tosfos, and really the Gemara is already going to discuss this on tomorrow's daf. There's actually two karbanos where it doesn't say the vav by Usir. So you have to go through these diukim. There's two karbanos where it doesn't say it. Number one, the Sara Nasa B'chutz on Yom Kippur. So ironically, if you go through, it says Seir Izim Echot Chatos. It doesn't say Usir Izim. The other place that it doesn't say it is on Shavuos, Ubiyim HaKippurim, Ubiyim HaBikurim. There too, it doesn't say Usir Seir is an echad chaper aleim. Either way, we'll see more about that tomorrow. Zok the Mishnah, Zok the Gemara, Vayit Ibayiluhu Ki Amar Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda said that if there was yediyah, no yediyah betchila, and no yediyah besoif, so the seirei rosh chodesh and the seirei hargolim were mechaper, how do you define no yediyah? Ki amar Rabbi Yehuda al she'im ba yediyah loy betchila loy besoif. Hani mila b'chet she'in soifei livada? Does it mean a chet that no one's ever going to know about? Nobody knows about it now, which assumes, I guess, that no one will ever know about it. But let's say there's a chet that people know. Kehanan saw a kohen become tummy. He entered Azara, and they were trying to stop him. He didn't hear them. People know about it, which means it's soifei livada. Eventually, this person is going to find out about it again. So maybe you look at that kemisha yesh yediyah besoif tami. Do you look at that as if there's yediyah besoif? V'seira nasa b'chutz via mekibur mechaper, and he gets kaparas. It falls into the third category, the sara nasa b'chutz, which is mechaper for no yediyah betchila, but yes yediyah besoif. Or you do have filachetcha soifei livada. Maybe even if other people know about it, but hashtemia. Right this second, chetch e makuba el Hashem karinabai. If he doesn't know about it, that's going to be enough. What's the shaila? The shaila is because what was the makar that the Seir Rosh Chodesh and the Seir Regalim were mechaper for no yudiyah betchila, no yudiyah besoif? What does the pasuk say? Your Seir is an echad lechatas l'Hashem. Only Hashem knows about it. From there we learn a halacha that if the person himself doesn't know, then he gets kapara through these seir. Here's the shaila. What if the person himself doesn't know, but somebody else does know? So from his standpoint, he taka doesn't know about it, but other people know. Once other people know, so it's not a chetch a makrabai el Hashem, because all the other people that know about it are also makrabai. So pasha, when you learn the Mishnah, no yediyah betchila, no yediyah besoif, you're looking at it from the chayte, from the person that did the avera. But to the extent that the drasha is chetch a makrabai el Hashem, so maybe it shouldn't really matter on whether he knows. It has to matter if somebody knows. Because the minute somebody knows, it's not chetch a makrabai el Hashem, it doesn't fall into a series of mechot. Lichatos l'Hashem, so the Gemara Tashma, the Tanya, she'im ba yediyah, loy betchila v'dayah. The chet she soifai livada, even if it's a chet that people do know about it, they're going to find out. Siri regalim, Siri shchayish mechaber the Rabbi Yehuda. So it's mafurish. Rabbi Yehuda says that what's the definition of ein bo yediyah loy betchila v'loy besoif? Even if it's a chet she soifai livada, as long as he himself doesn't know about it, despite the fact that the drasha is chet she makru by Allah Hashem, that's the basis of the drasha, but as it relates to the practical halacha, it doesn't have to be a chet she'im makabay el Hashem. It just has to be a chet she'im makabay achoyte. The person himself is not aware about it. We look at his no yediyah betchila, but no yediyah besef. Shimon Emir, Shimon said, Seiria regalim mechaprin, avaloi seiria rish chodesh. So Shimon said, I agree with you, Rabbi Yehuda, but I also disagree. I agree that Tumas Mikdash v'kadosh of no yediyah betchila, no yediyah besef, how is the kapara gotten? It was through the Seiria Rish Chodesh, however, the Seiria Regal, but the Seiria Rish Chodesh was mechaper for something else. What was the Seiria Rish Chodesh mechaper for? It was mechaper for someone that is not Tameh, he ate Kachim that's Tameh. So someone that has Kachim that's Tameh, he's a Kohen, he's a lady Kachim, but if it's Tameh, it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat it. Now it's not as Chomer as Tumas Mikdash Rekodesh, because no Karas. If someone is Becheftza Tameh, and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, where he eats Kachim that's Tar, he's Chayiv Karas. If someone is not Tameh, and he eats Kachim that's Tameh, it's an Avera, it's an Azara in the Torah, but Karas it's not going to be. Regardless, Rav Shimon said that the Sirei HaRugolim were Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Vekadosh, where there's no Yudibich, no Yudibich, Saif. The Sirei Rish Chodesh were Mechaper for this last category, this fifth category, so to speak, this concept of Mikdash Vekadosh, but it's different because here the person is not Tami, the person is Tami. He just ate Kachim, that's Tami. So now we have to figure out all the Joshes according to Rav Shimon. That will take us till the end of the daf. I'm Rabbi Loz, I'm Rabbi Yeshia. My time at the Rav Shimon, I'm Akrad Pasuk says, V'oysa nosan lochem, loses es avoin. So this pasuk is actually a pasuk that we spoke at a lot of raid on when we learned Masechtas Makkos. Feels like a long time ago. Last time we spoke at raid. But either way, in Parsha Shmini, the context over there is it was Vayi Bayom HaShmini, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and we know that Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, Nadav and Avihu, died by Krivam Eish Zara Lifnei Hashem. And when Nadav and Avihu passed away, Aharon, Nadav and Avihu's father, Elazar and Isamar, Nadav and Avihu's brothers, they all became oinonim. And they had a problem. They had just brought a bunch of karbanos, and they were in the middle of bringing this karbanos. Now they're an oinonim. And an oinonim is not let a do avoida. So Aharon was a kohen gadol. Maybe it's a little bit different. But bottom line is, they suddenly had to hit the pause button. Like, how do we move forward? What are we supposed to do? Hashem comes to Moshe, tell Aharon, despite the fact that you're oinonim, it doesn't matter. Go, move forward and do the avoida. Pasuk says, the way Rashi, based on the Gemara and Zvachim, brings that there were three Seirim that were brought on that day. So there were three Seirim that were brought on Yom Kippur. There were also three Seirim that were brought on that day. Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. What were the three Seirim? Number one, it was Rosh Chodesh. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So there was a Seir that was brought. Seir is an Echad L'Chatos L'Hashem. So there's a Seir that was brought in every Rosh Chodesh as part of the Musafin. Additionally, it was the first day that the Nesiim brought their Karbanos. Rosh Chodesh Nisan until Yud Beis Nisan. Every day a different Nasi brought his Karban. The first one was, of course, the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, Nachshon ben Aminadav, and he had brought his Karbanos. And if you go through the Karbanos of the Nesiim, as mentioned in Parashas Nasai, one of the Karbanos was brought was a Sayer, and it was brought as a Chatas. But there was a Sayer that was brought as part of this. He had Nachshon ben Aminadav as the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, he had his Sayer. And then, because it was Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, it was a very special day, there was a special Sayer that was brought. Just like the two special Seirim that were brought in Yom Kippur, there was a special Sayer that was brought. So there were three Seirim that were brought. Now, when Aharon HaKohen, it wasn't somewhere here, that they were just told by Hashem that despite the fact that they're Oinonim, still they're allowed to eat the Seirim, they made a Cheshbon. This is a Hirasha. It's very Kiddush. Because usually a Oinay, even if you could do the Avodah maybe, as a Kohen Gadol for sure, but at the same time, he's not allowed to eat Kachem. So there's a big Kiddush. Presumably, this Hirasha only relates to the Karbonis that were Hirasha. So the latter two of the three Seirim, the Seir that was brought for the Nesios of Nachshon Aminadav, this was a one-time carbon. This carbon will never be brought again. So, Hayrasha, for a carbon that was Hayrasha, even though we're going to eat from it. The same thing was true with regards to the Seir that was brought because it was Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. This was a one-time carbon. It's never going to be brought again, so the Hayrasha is going to apply to that. But the Seir that was brought for Rosh Chodesh, that every single Rosh Chodesh is going to be brought. So that Seir already, they said, that sounds like a big Chiddush. Because that carbon is a carbon kavua, so maybe the halacha kavua should apply, and that is the oyin is not allowed to eat from the basar. So they decided, they took it upon themselves to make this cheshbon not to eat it. The pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu sees what happened by yiktsoif al alazav al yisamer bnei Aharon ani sorim lemer madua lo yachaltem es achatas b'mkoy makodesh. We spoke that from the Yisrael Chisrul. Rosh Tevis Mole Ahava. So it's Vayiktsoy, but it comes with Ahava. Ki Kodesh Kedoshimi. Va'oisa, you need to eat this carbon. This is a very important carbon. You know why it's important? Because Nasan Lachem, Lasay says Avoyna Eda, Lachapar Eda of Hashem. It's coming for Kapar. So now, says the Gemara, we have information. Which carbon did they not eat? They didn't eat from the Sa'ir for Rosh Chodesh. And the Pasuk says, V'oise nasan lochem lasay says, so we have a whole nother Pasuk in the Torah, tucked away in Parash Shmini, not in Parash Pinchas, it's in Parash Shmini, where the Torah is giving us some information. The Torah says, V'oise nasan lochem lasay says, Avoyin ho'eda, l'chaper, that's a lot of words, l'fnei hashem, a lot of joshes can come from this. So we have here a whole Pasuk in Parash Shmini that talks a little bit about the kapara that the seer is in, that was part of the Musaf was brought. It says, Reb Shimon, it's in this Pasuk that I know what it was mechaper for. Because it says over here, V'oise nasan lochem lasay says, Avoyin ho'eda, V'aykro b'seer d'resh chodesh, k'seer v'yalof avoyin avoyin mitzitz. And now we can take the word avoyin, we can learn k'seer shofin the tzitz. Nem akan avoyin v'nem alah halon avoyin. Malahalon Thomas Basar, Afkan Thomas Basar, the tzitz that Aharon HaKohen wore, which was one of the big day kahuna, also was Bala Kapara. There's a Gemara in the end of Perak Mizbeach Mekadesh, one of the real Lamdish of Prophet Mesach Tezvachim, the eighth Perak Mesach Tezvachim. So the last Amid, the Gemara talks about how the big day kahuna were Mechaper. The Kohen Gadol would wear the big day kahuna, even the Kohen Hadyet, and Yidah would get Kapara just because of the fact they were standing, L'shores, L'fnei Hashem, without even doing anything. Just for wearing the big day kahuna, there was Kapara. The tzitz had a very special Koicha Kapara. The Lashon HaPasuk is V'hoy Now, what a veir, what exactly was the tzitz? So the tzitz had different functions. But specifically, as it relates to this drasha, what the tzitz did was, if a carbon was brought, and let's say the dam that's going to have to go on the mizbeach became tamei. Let's say bring a carbon oil, and the buster of the carbon oil became tamei. So you can't be makrif it. There's no way you can be makrifat. Stating that, the tzitz was miratza. The tzitz gave a special koyach that even if the carbon became tameh, still this carbon can be brought betoma. Very big kiddush. Ordinarily, a carbon can't be brought betoma, but there's a special koyach of the carbon being brought betoma. So it says the word, v'hoya metzacharin v'nosacharin esavoyin hakadoshim, by the tzitz. And we know what was the tzitz miratza for this concept of a carbon being brought to kapar, which, by the way, the word kapara is being used loosely here. It's not really kapara, but it's being machsherit. That's the right word. We'll see in a minute in the Gemara. So the tzitz was machsher, a carbon tome to be karev. So too, when it says avoin, regarding the sar that was born on Rosh Chodesh, it says, it's related to kachim, that's tome. The tzitz is meratzif a kachim, that's tome. Basar tome can now go on the mizbeach. Dam tome can now be on the mizbeach. So too, the sir is an echad, the chatas Hashem, that was part of the karmel of Rosh Chodesh, is also going to be related to kachim, that's tome. Ma lahalon tumas basar, afkan tumas basar. That's a different type of Tuma. There it's allowing, it's being meratza for the dover tummy to go on the mizbeach. Over here you're getting kapara for eating it b'tuma. But the Gemara says, so why don't we just take the drasha to the finish line? Imal lahalon oilin afkan oilin. Why don't we say it was mechaper for the same exact thing? And say that just like the tzitz was not mechaper, but it was meratza, it was machsher, it allowed the Dover Tommy to go on the Mizbeach, maybe that's what the series of Mechel Lechatas Hashem was going to work for as well. Says the Gemara, Avoin Ha'eda Ksiv. I hear, but it says Avoin Ha'eda. Va'oisen Nasan Lechem Lasi says Avoin Ha'eda. It sounds like the person that did the Avera is going to get Kapara. So we're talking about someone that did an Avera. The Tzitz is not being Mechaper, like we said. It's just allowing the carbon that's Tommy to go on the Mizbeach. No one necessarily did an Avera. Over here, we're talking about Avoin Ha'eda. Means the Eda, a Yid, did an Aver. Obviously, we're talking about something else. It says the word Mechdi, Mik, Megamri, Madadi. We're learning one from the other. We're learning the series of Mechel Lechatos Hashem that was born in Rosh Chodesh from the Tzitz. So why don't we learn it completely and say that Nechaped Rosh Chodesh Adidei Va'ad Tzitz? Why don't we say that the Seir that was born in Rosh Chodesh was Mechaper and it was Meratza? It was Mechaper if somebody ate Kachem Tomei, he now gets Kapara, and it's Meratza. If the carbon itself became Tomei, now you can bring it. Are you going to tell me you have the tits for that? What if they didn't have the tits? What if it broke? On Makra, it says, Avoin. Avoin is a lashon yachid. Va'oisen nasan lochem lasi says avoin oeda. Avoin echad u'noisei ve'noisei beiz avoinas. It can carry one avera, but it can't be mechaper for a second avera. So the series of echad that was brought on Rosh Chodesh is only mechaper for one avera. So it's mechaper for avoin oeda. It can't be mechaper for a second thing. Says the Gemara, what about in the reverse? V'nechaper tzitz adidei v'ad Rosh Chodesh. Again, we're comparing avoin that it says by the series of Rosh Chodesh to avoin that it says by the tzitz. Why don't we say that what the tzitz did was two things? The tzitz was meratza on the oilin. If the basa became tummy, it could still be makrivit. If the dam became tummy, it could still be on the mizbeach. But maybe it's also mechaper for someone that ate kachim, that's tummy. So mechaper tzitz adidei v'ad Rosh Chodesh. Nafkemino. Again, why do you need it? Don't you have Rosh Chodesh? Every Rosh Chodesh, a carbon was brought. So the Gemara says, l'tuma de'irabein zelazet. What if somebody became tummy, tumas mikdash, or somebody ate kachim that was tummy, between the two Rosh Chodeshim, instead of waiting until the next Rosh Chodesh, get kapara. You can get kapara in between. He wants kapara ready. On Makra, it says the word oisa. The oisa nasan lochem lases oisa noisei avin vein acheres noisa avin. That what this is mechaper for, only this is mechaper for. Similar to the Joshua we had at the beginning of the daf. So only the Siri Rosh Chodeshim was mechaper for this, according to Rav Shimon. Nothing else could be mechaper for. Rabashi Amar, Rabashi said it's more simple. Look at the psukim. Ksiv hacha avoyno eda. Eda v'loy kachim. V'hasam ksiv. And over there it says avoyna kachim, kachim v'loy eda. It's true. It says avoyn regarding the Siri Rosh Chodeshim, and it says avoyn regarding the tzitz. But by the Siri Rosh Chodeshim it says avoyno eda. By the tzitz it says avoyna kachim. So it's very obvious. Rosh Chodesh we're talking about where a yid did an avera, avoyno eda. The avoyn is in the eda, the yid. He did something wrong. It's mechaper for someone that b'shoigig ate kachim that was tummy. As it relates to the tzitz, it says avena kadashim. That means the tumah is more kachim related. No one did an avera. So that's meratza on the oilam. If the basra did not became tummy, you can now put it on the mizbeach. So the Gemara, ashkechon siri rosh chodeshim the mechapri altar she'achal asa tummy. So according to Rav Shimon, we just found the makar. How we know that the siri rosh chodesh amechapri v'tar she'achal asa tummy siri regalim the mechapri al she'im b'yedi alei b'tchilav alei b'seipinalan. How does Rav Shimon know that the siri regalim were mechapri al she'im b'yedi alei b'tchilav alei b'seip? Now, at first glance, you're going to tell me, how did Rabbi Yehuda know it? The first time in the Mishnah. What was the answer? He learned it from the Vav. So why can't Rabbi Shimon learn it from the Vav? So what's the Gemara's kasha? It's very simple. Quoting Rabbi Yehuda, the Siri Rosh Chodesh and the Siri Aragon were both mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Mekadosh, where there's no Yediyah B'tchila, no Yediyah B'Soif. The Makar we had was from the Siri Rosh Chodesh. How did we know the Siri Aragon? From the Vav. Because we said, whatever the Siri Rosh Chodesh on mechaper for, the Vav, U Seir, the Siri Regalim are mechaper for as well. But according to Rav Shimon, the Siri Rosh Chodesh and the Siri Regalim are not mechaper for the same thing. The Siri Rosh Chodesh are mechaper for a tahar she'achal kachim tameh. The sirei harugolim ha'mechaber for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. So you can't take the vav ha'mechaber and relate one to the other because they're actually not mechaber for the same thing. If anything, the vav should tell me that the sirei regolim, like the sirei rashi chadoshim, are also mechaber for a tahar she'achal esat tameh. But stating that, the Gemara says, k'dam rabcham rabchanina, no. Even though we have to ask the question, we have to speak it out, because it's not something that I would intuitively know, but at the end of the day, you want to know how, according to Reb Shimon, what's the makar? That the Seir Regalim is mechaper from Mikdash V'Kadoshav, he learns it from the same Vav. Seir, U-Seir, the Vav. How can I be Seir U-Seir? Says the Gemara. The Gemara has to speak it out. The Iskish Seir Regalim is Seir Rosh HaKadoshav. Just listen carefully. Ma-Seir, the Rosh Chodesh, b'milsu de Kodesh mechaper. Just like the Seir that was born of Rosh Chodesh was mechaper for a milsu de Kodesh. What milsa the kodesh for a tar she'achal kachim tamei after the regalim? So to the sira regalim, the milsa the kodesh mechapri. Fake the gemara v'chi tema mechapri ad rish chodesh. Maybe this milsa the kodesh that it's mechapri for is not mikdash v'kadoshav, but it's the same thing that the sira izim chatas l'ashem rish chodesh was mechapri. And it makes sense because the vav should be mechapri legamri. Harminon oisa noisa oven ve'nachen oisa oven. We had the drasha. The same teretz gemara gave how we know the tzitz wasn't mechapri for what the Seir Rosh Chodesh and one mechaper. That's how we know that this couldn't be mechaper for it either. V'chi tema mechapri adiyem Kippur. Maybe it was mechaper for the same thing that the Sara Nasa bechutz on. If the Sara Nasa befnim was mechaper, not the Sara Nasa bechutz. Sara Nasa befnim was mechaper, which was Yudia betchila and no Yudia besoif. Ha amrino we had in the beginning of the daf. Achas bashana. It said the word achas twice. V'chi b'harin alak karnois of achas bashana. And we learned from there that again, only the Sara Nasa Bifnim was mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Bekadosh, where there's Yediyah Betchila and there's no Yediyah Besayf. Kapor is Ulaytei Ola Achaz Bashana. Am I mechaper? So what is it mechaper for? Al Sheesh Yesh Ba Yediyah Betchila Yesh Ba Yediyah Besayf. If you can tell me it's mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Bekadosh, where there's Yediyah Betchila Yediyah Besayf, Hai Bar Karbino. That's when you bring an Eilu B'Yerit. Al Sheesh Ba Yediyah Betchila Ve'ein Ba Yediyah Besayf, Hai Sar Hanasa Bifnim Ve'yem Akipurim Toil. Al Sheein Ba Yediyah Betchila Av Yesh Ba Yediyah Bech Soif, Hai Sir Hanasa Bechotz Ve'yem Akipurim Mechaper. There's no reason to assume that the Seire Haragolim was mechaper for the same thing that the Sara Nasa Bechutz was mechaper for. Al Korchachene mechaper, back to the envelope arithmetic, the only thing that it could possibly be mechaper for is Al She'ein Bo Yediya, Loi Betchila V'lo Yesayf, it must be mechaper, but there was no Yediya Betchila, there's no Yediya Besayf. Incidentally, these last eight lines is a great recap on really the last two, three block Gemara. If you didn't get that, you have to chazer. Either way, we'll leave it on that note.